This short Bible study tidbit is presented by Mary Alta, a member of New Hope Community Church.
I feel like I need to begin this tidbits with the words we the church will be saying in heaven. These words are Amen, Hallelujah, and are found in Revelation 19:4. But now let's start at the beginning. John hears something like a loud voice of a great multitude in heaven saying, Hallelujah, salvation and glory and power belong to our God, because his judgments are true and righteous. For he has judged the great harlot who is corrupting the earth with her immorality, and he has avenged the blood of his bondservants on her. And they add, Hallelujah, her smoke rises up forever and ever. That is when the 24 elders and the four living creatures add their voices with Amen, Hallelujah. They are in complete agreement with all that God has done. There is a voice from the throne that says, Give praise to our God, all you his bondservants, you who fear him, the small and the great. There is a response to that command from what John describes as something like the voice of a great multitude and like the sound of many waters and like the sound of mighty peals of thunder. What this something like a voice says is this, Hallelujah, for the Lord our God the Almighty reigns. Let us rejoice and be glad and give the glory to him, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready. As for his bride, we are told this, It was given to her to clothe herself in fine linen, bright and clean, for the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints. Then John was told, Write, Blessed are those who are invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb. These are true words of God. John was so overcome that he fell at the feet of the angel to worship him. But the angel told him, Do not do that. I am a fellow servant of yours and your brethren who hold the testimony of Jesus. Worship God. For the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Then John saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he who sat on it is called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he judges and wages war. His description is this, His eyes are a flame of fire, and on his head are many diadems, and he has a name written on him which no one knows except himself. He is clothed with a robe dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. The armies which are in heaven, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, were following him on white horses. From his mouth comes a sharp sword, so that with it he may strike down the nations, and he will rule them with a rod of iron. And he treads the winepress of the fierce wrath of God the Almighty, and on his robe and on his thigh he has a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. John is then shown an angel standing in the sun, who cries out to all the birds which fly in mid-heaven, Come, assemble for the great supper of God, so that you may eat the flesh of kings and the flesh of commanders and the flesh of mighty men and the flesh of horses and of those who sit on them, and the flesh of all men, both free men and slave, and small and great. And John saw the beast and the kings of the earth and their armies assemble to make war against him who sat on the horse and against his army. At that point the beast was seized, and with him the false prophet, who performed the signs in his presence, by which he deceived those who had received the mark of the beast, and those who worshipped his image. Those two were thrown alive into the lake of fire which burns with brimstone. Again, the final bit of information in this chapter is, And the rest were killed with the sword, which came from the mouth of him who sat on the horse, and all the birds were filled with their flesh. There you have it, Armageddon, the second coming of the Lord. And what a coming it is. I have used the words of Scripture a lot because I could not improve on them. But now I will make a few comments about what you just heard. First, notice that there is rejoicing and worship of God going on in heaven. And when the Lord comes, he uses the sword of his mouth, which we know is the word of God. So in essence, he speaks it, and it is done. It is here that we learn of the marriage supper of the Lamb. Be sure you are part of this one, because the other supper mentioned, the great supper of God, is strictly for the birds. It is not until now that the identity of the second beast out of the earth is made known, the one like a lamb. He is now shown to be the false prophet. The beast, or Antichrist, and the false prophet are both thrown into the lake of fire, which is hell. They will have a long wait for any company, but they will have plenty of it at the right time. You will see more about that as you just keep reading. Thank you for sharing this time with me. Have a blessed day.